On Tuesday, workers at the French American International School in San Francisco found graffiti on a playground wall. It was first thought to be an ISIS flag. Police now say it's a symbol used by a group called 5% Nation with links to the Nation of Islam, and they're investigating it as a possible hate crime. Students there were already reeling from the Paris attacks last week. Youth Radio's Casey Saturn has this report.
Just blocks from Twitter's headquarters and City Hall, the French American International School feels very San Francisco. So San Francisco, the school bell even sounds like the city's famous cable cars. The school is also pretty French. Out of about 1,100 students, most speak the language. Many have family and friends in France. So, on Monday morning, instead of playing in the yard before school, elementary students reported directly to class to meet with teachers like Laurent Scotoliuccio. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
My name is Laurent Scotoliuccio.
Laurent teaches fifth grade French.
So my first question was, why are we here? So the kids were like, we don't know yet. So I said, okay, I don't know if you know, but, you know, something happened in Paris and in Lebanon not long ago. Did you hear about it?
All 44 of his students knew about the attacks already.
And then I said, so can somebody tell me what happened?
One by one, the 10 and 11-year-olds started describing the attacks in their own words. But they quickly moved to more complicated issues, like ISIS, and why the bombings in Lebanon didn't receive the same attention. Laurent was surprised that the discussion wasn't about black and white, good versus evil.
As an adult and as an educator, it's hard to talk about things that are emotionally impacting you, and they were, you know, people died. But in the meantime, you don't want to impose anything on your students. You don't want to be in a place where you tell them what they have to think about things. So that was a time that you remember for a while as a teacher, I would say.
Many older students, like 15-year-old Barbara Di Alfaro, were worried about the West's reaction to the attacks.
I'm going to be a terrible person and plug something that we learned in U.S. history a week ago. FDR's quote of the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Actually, the terrorists themselves, I'm not really afraid of them.
That's 14-year-old Simon Chanazon. He's most afraid that political power could shift in France in favor of far-right parties like the National Front.
If we start to get corrupted, like, politically inside the country, it might be very dangerous. As a half-French, half-American citizen, I might lose my nationality.
Losing sight of the bigger picture, that's what concerns 17-year-old junior Lorenz Menendez.
The main goal of a terrorist attack is to instill fear and also, secondly, expect a response from the country you attacked. So on their extremist websites, they take things that we do in the West and spin the story in a way to make it look like we're bad people, and that's how they recruit people. What we have to watch out for is that we don't want to play into their hands.
Menendez and other students I talked to said they hope the reaction from France and the West isn't an overreaction. They said we don't need another 9/11. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Saturn.